Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I think it's Tom Brady telling us how he's going to be as a broadcaster. I will, from his lips to God's ears, we can only hope. We'll get to that upcoming. But first, it is the middle of the day, the middle of the week, the middle of the show. We call it the Midway.
Stuck in the middle with you.
It's time for
Stuck in the Middle.
The Midway.
All right, Jason Stewart, what's the Midway topic?
So, let's see. This week, everyone is trying to figure out a way to work Thanksgiving into their radio segments. So, I wanted to do something general and fun and just have a conversation here. So, we'll bring Monty in, John. And you could talk too, Doug, if you want. What's the one thing in sports at this moment that you are most thankful for? The one thing that you're most thankful for, and it, I'll lay the groundwork and give you the example, because I was thinking of this morning. I'm most thankful for debate shows, sports debate shows. I think I've admitted to you, Doug, that it's kind of a part of my work process. I watch the debate shows on Fox and ESPN to see how the producers are stacking the shows, see how the topics are presented. But I have to admit, it's the gift that keeps on giving content-wise because, for example, Stephen A., right? They want him to do a cold open every day, Stephen A., right? It's become incredible theater for me to see what Stephen A. does because Stephen A. is the guy who thinks he's really good at improvising, but he's not, which is a dangerous combination. If you think you're good at it and you're not, then you become Magic Johnson. Like, remember when Magic spoke at Michael Jackson's funeral and he gets off on this weird tangent about fried chicken and stuff. And I remember thinking, like, if Magic had a handler or something or his wife, and he's like, and they're like, hey, did you put something in writing? And he's like, no, I'm going to wing it. Like, somebody's got to stop Magic because he thinks he's good at winging it and he's not. Well, Stephen A. gets up there and I could tell he hasn't thought about his cold open until the red light's on because he just starts riffing. And, like, you know, all that style over substance thing with Stephen A., like, sometimes he just completely whiffs. So it's the gift that keeps on giving in my sports day are the debate shows, specifically First Take and Stephen A. in the cold open.
The Midwest.
I will actually say I saw the cold open with Michael Irvin on Monday.
Yeah.
It was actually really good.
Were they had Stephen A. looking out the window?
Yeah, he didn't actually do anything. He just looked out the window. And Michael Irvin. Now, Michael Irvin, he went like 10 minutes in the show doing the same act, which is too much. But the cold open was really funny.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. Things I'm most thankful for. You know, I love... I have, like... Okay, so we cover sports every day. And I love the drama in sports. I hate it, and I love it. It's kind of the same thing with you in First Take. It's like every time I think we're going to have a downtime and there'll be nothing to talk about. I mean, even during COVID, right? We had the Tom Brady going to the Bucks, and then we had the Jordan doc and Aaron Rodgers. And I love the human drama element of it. And to me, like, the greatest human drama element going is with all of these quarterbacks. Feels like Russell Wilson's been exposed. Feels like the Niners screwed up with Jimmy Garoppolo. Packers might have done the same with Aaron Rodgers, right? I don't know what their plan B would have been, but, you know, that one's interesting. I love the human element to sports.
The Midway.
You know, Doug, going along the lines that you just said, kind of like what Jason said as well, it's a little different, I guess, but what I love about sports is the off season, the stove, the hot stove, the free agency of sports that started back with Curt Flood, I guess, in baseball, really keeps things going because that's all we talk about all the time when there's off things is like, where's this guy going? Who's being traded here? Is this guy going to get this team? So I think I appreciate and be thankful for the fact that in the off season of every sport, there is ultimate information coming out constantly to keep us interested in that sport.
And by the way,
the Midway.
John told me today that Cody Bellinger is going to be on the Blue Jays.
What?
And I said, is that confirmed? And he's like, thought so.
I saw it that they were giving him, again, this is just, you know, it's not, maybe it's not confirmed. Maybe I should have probably screenshot it and sent it to Jason instead I just saw it and went, oh, interesting. And I just moved on.
I think that, you know, we're going to give Canada that gift. The gift of watching somebody strike out a lot with runners in scoring position.
Well, the person had to say is, hey, we're taking a chance on a 26-year-old guy who was Rookie of the Year and MVP. So I guess there's two sides to that coin.
Well,
the Midway.
I think my answer is just going to be very different from you guys. Right now, this moment in my life, what I'm thankful for when it comes to sports is this job? I have, you know, been trying so hard to, like, work in sports. Like, it's a dream come true, and I just love being able to do this with you guys. And, like, I can't believe that my job is to watch a game and tell you what's happening. Like, I know I'm just very grateful, and I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe this is what I get to do. I'm so happy. Yay.
Go out, Bonzi.
Hey. Did she know she's fired?
Not yet.
Sorry. That was my talk back. Why did my talk back work? I don't.
I'm not fired yet because of the holidays. They need me at least for the week.
That is true, by the way.
I'll actually back you up on that. Like, it's a really cool thing. Yeah. We crush social media because there's a lot of downside to social media. But there is an upside, and the upside is that, everywhere I go, you run into somebody that listens to the show, and it's always interesting. Like, oh yeah, I listen. I'm like, really? Because what happens is I'm not a deeply insecure person, but you do have the insecurity of, well, you know, if we're not on this or at this station or whatever, like, nobody's gonna find us. People find you, mm-hmm. and then. With the use of social media, you know, we can connect them with the podcast, and as well as, you know, you kind of see my kids grow up and you get my opinions on things. And every building I walk into, somebody feels compelled to spark a conversation based upon our work. And I think that's cool because there's nothing worse than awkwardly not being able to talk about something with somebody. And I was in a weight room in Boone Pickens Stadium in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And I mean, we had like a 1 hour, could have been a First Take debate show on Jordan LeBron with one of the strength coaches. I mean, it was amazing. And I was like, well, did we just do First Take? Is that what just happened? Anyway, it's great.
The Midwest.
And by the way, I have to say this to Monty. You know, Doug opened the show in a very kind fashion. He was thankful of the people that support him on the show, the crew here. Monty, what she has brought to this network. And I've been in this business long enough. Doug, you agree.
I have mascara on.
You agree with me. Most people that work in our business are just bitter curmudgeons. And I kind of put myself in that category. You just get there's a certain kind of callousness that you meet in this business. Not that we're not appreciative to do it, but it kind of speaks for no matter what you do in life, you're going to find something to dislike about it. But her energy and what she has brought to this network. Nonstop positivity. An amazing attitude.
My mascara is not waterproof. Stop it.
No, Monty, but here's the old man advice, okay? Don't lose that. Okay? No, don't. Because here's what happens. At the end of the day, okay, people who get jobs, it's not just a popularity contest, it's just like, I don't want to be around some people, mm-hmm. right? Like, guys that complain all the time, women that complain all the time, like, I just don't want to be around you. And, you know, we're all... Monty, do you know what business you're in?
The business of sports?
Nope.
No, what am I in?
Ramos, what business is she in?
The people business.
Correct. Everybody's in the people business, right? And when you're a fun, good person, people like that. People love your energy. You are a light bulb. You light up every room you're in. So keep that. Don't ever lose that. That's a strength. Lean into it.
Thanks, guys.
The Midway.
All right, cut her mic. She's crying. She's all weepy. She didn't even know she's not on the schedule next week. Like this.
I'm fine. I'm good.
All right. Can you get the music going? I got one more thing. Can you? I love. Okay, that the Lakers suck. It's awesome. I mean, it's tough if you're with the Lakers, and I have friends that are with the organization, but I love it because the LeBron guys don't know what to do with themselves, right? Because now what their thing is like, well, he's old. And I would, like, he's, for his age, statistically, he's having a good year. But they don't know what to do with themselves because they can't understand, like, there's a good portion of this, which is he's got to accept some sort of blame to it. And the LeBron people will never give it up. But I like that the Lakers suck. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a fun thing. And they are not good.
It was so interesting, Doug, last night there was this big headline like Anthony Davis has a night of night. So I watched the highlights and the whole time they were showing him score all these points and block these shots, the Lakers were losing. Like they were, I thought they would be up like 10 points at some point. He'd be like, you know, scoring like 38 points and they ended up losing the game by 10. And I'm like, does it matter if you score like 38 points and 10, 15 rebounds if you end up losing the game in the end? I don't know. I was shocked. I was like, wait a minute, they lost?
They lost. I have a question for you guys. We can cut the music. That's the middle. I have a question. This is a Monsi. You can. Are you? You're good.
I'm good. I'm good. No, I'm good.
Have you guys ever done the real like Black Friday thing? Like camp out in a car, run into a Walmart, punch somebody in the face, and grab a TV.
Yes. Except is the punching.
Is it as crazy as the images lead you to believe, or not really?
I haven't done it in like the last 5 years, but I one time camped out for Best Buy because my friend wanted to buy some stuff and it was fun. We played Monopoly with strangers like all night and we didn't get she wanted a couple of things. We didn't get the TV she wanted, but she got everything else she wanted. But we were there at like midnight all the way until like 6 a.m. when they opened.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, I did it for the fun. I didn't buy anything, and she thought it was a fun time. Yeah, she got everything she wanted except the TV, so I think it was worth it.
I think Promise of you?
Yeah, people, well, I didn't. Suzanne did for me, and she actually got... she actually was offered money to, like, switch her place in line. Like, someone offered, like, $100 to be like... I'll give you $100 if you let me, you know, take your place or something like that. So people were offering cash value. Obviously, she said no, but I mean that it gets crazy on those things. But obviously now, I don't think it's like that anymore, right? It's just I haven't done it for. She hasn't done it for a while, but yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I think it still is. I think here's the deal. This is the first holiday season where there's no in 2 years where there's no discussion of COVID. People still have COVID, but there's no real discussion of it, right? And so with that in mind, I think I think this will actually be a big year. There's Cyber Monday as well, and then people do like pre Black Friday sales. Like, nah, that's cheating. You got to do Black Friday. I don't know. Jay Stu, have you done it?
No. And I think the proliferation of buying things online has scaled that back. But inevitably, if on Friday night, we're going to see all the videos from all the phones of somebody punching somebody at a Kmart or whatever. I've never done it. I have no interest in that. I am a procrastinator, which is the worst thing, because not only do I procrastinate and get to the store, maybe they don't have it, but on like New Year's or Christmas Eve, I'll get there, and then there's no deals on Christmas Eve. No. So it's like I'm stupid in that way. I'm just lazy.
I always liked shopping Christmas Eve. I always thought it was kind of cathartic, you know, like it's actually a good thing. Running in to grab something is never a good thing. Monsi, do you know what you want for Christmas?
Oh, no. I don't know. I'm really terrible. I buy anything I want. I don't have kids, remember? So if I want something, I just go buy it. So I'm like the worst. I don't know what I'm going to ask people because I also don't need anything. I'm fine. I'm good. I don't know. Apparently a new job because you just told me I got fired. So maybe I'll ask for a new job.
Well, you're not fired. You're just never on the schedule anymore. That's not, I'm kidding. I'm totally, completely kidding. Ramos, is there anything that you want or need?
No, not really. Just, you know, health and all that good stuff. And
come on, there's got to be something.
Well, I got a receiver for an audio receiver last year for Christmas. So that's really what I wanted, and it's pretty much been
a receiver.
Like it's a Dolby Atmos surround sound receiver. It has Dolby Atmos. I put up the speakers and stuff like that. So I love, as you can tell in my job, what I do audio, I just love audio so much. It's just extremely exciting to me. So yeah, that's what I
want. So you want to come down and kick around the house and fix my surround sound? Is that what you want to do? Is that where you're going?
I could if you wanted me to, yeah.
I actually would. We'll do that from the house next week. Jay Stu?
All right, so you know my answer for you, if you're asking me what I want from you, my answer is always the same. I'm easy to please. Just make sure it's expensive. And by the way, you did that for my birthday. That you definitely everything you did for my birthday qualified as that. That was very generous of you. But you still have to get me the Christmas.
Well, I hope you understand. So here's how I operate. Okay, this is how I operate. I don't view all birthdays the same. I don't view all Christmases, all holidays the same. But what I try and do is something what I consider what is I don't like to give gifts that don't require don't have thought. You know, I just don't. I mean, one year I bought my whole crew when I was at CBS. I have friends in Connecticut that actually make legal moonshines, like flavored moonshine. And it's cool. And one, I love the, my friends who make it and it's their family business. And two, it's just like cool, something unique. But I like to do thoughtful things. So have you broken out my gift yet? I had to
because I've never had it. And I don't know why we have to talk around it. You got me Blue Label Johnny Walker.
Nice.
I'm a Scotch guy, and that's one of the, I think it's, if it's not the top shelf, it's right below the top shelf. And it's much better than the Black Label. I kind of have a palate for Scotch, and it's not very sophisticated, but it tastes great, and thank you very much. But to answer your question in general, this coming Christmas, Christina and I are like, look, it's been an expensive fall. Let's just settle on one shared experience that we'll chip in on and we'll do it.
I love that. So what are you going to do?
I want to do golf lessons for couples. And you saw me play golf. I'm a freaking hack. I could use lessons. And she wants to start so we could play golf together.
I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah, just Venmo me the. I mean, if you want to contribute to that fund, Venmo me.
Okay, so here's the real question. This is a real question now. Okay, if somebody were like, again, if I were to say like, okay, I have a buddy who's a golf pro and they'll give you free lessons. Does that diminish the gift if it's something I can get for free?
Not one bit. It doesn't diminish the gift.
That's a very mature way of looking at it, right? It's like the re-gift. It's like you had something, like if somebody gave me a bottle of Scotch and I don't drink Scotch and I gave it to you and it's brand new, like what's the difference? I'm giving you Scotch that I had that's now yours. That's a gift. There's no, you know.
Nothing is free, Doug. If you have to utilize your connections, you're calling it a favor. That's a gift.
Yes.
I look at it that way. Nothing's for free.
Okay. That's good. I like it.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the code Doug. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the code Doug. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. The best soccer teams in the world are competing for the cup. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Gottlieb. So Tom Brady is going to be a broadcaster whenever his NFL career finishes. Take a listen to what Tom Brady, who Tom Brady thinks he'll be as a broadcaster.
And there's a very standard for perfection that I want to see the game played at, because I value the sport. I value the coordination of this incredible chess match that's happening, the play within every play. And I just feel like there's probably more Johnny Miller in me. Yeah. Where, you know, when I used to watch him on golf telecasts, you know, it was just scathing sometimes. What, that guy choked under pressure or whatever. And that's essentially how I end up seeing the game a lot now. So not that I want to be negative, but I do want to point out, and Belichick taught this to me a lot. And I said this to Jim, you know, it's hard to win a game in the NFL. There's more games lost in the NFL than there won. If you don't screw it up, you got a great chance to win, because most people do just mess it up. Yeah. If you do the basic fundamentals of what the sport are, with blocking, tackling, rushing the quarterback, blocking for the quarterback, catching the ball, throwing, you know, kicking the ball properly, You can do really well in the sport. I think proven by that Patriot system all those years.
You know, it's fascinating to hear. I love the idea of it. I thought the Johnny Miller reference was interesting because there isn't anybody who does football who really does that, right? I mean, look, I'll just be kind of candid. When I started doing college basketball a long time ago, it was, you know, I've always gotten a very small percentage, but a loud, very small minority of you're mean, you're harsh, you're negative or whatever. When the truth is that I'm watching sports like Tom Brady watching basketball, same way he's watching football with, it's not a negative eye, it's just an honest depiction of what's actually happening there. The challenge is, Brady's the GOAT, so he can get away with it if he wants to. The challenge is the same one I walked into. That's not how most people do it. And there will be pushback behind the scenes on it, right? And some of the criticism that he will get will be, oh, Tom Brady's only critical of us because he didn't like such and such when he played, when it probably is not in any way the factor of it. I'm going to be fascinated to see when it happens. It's Doug Gottlieb's show here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's get to Danny Cannell, of course, star at Florida State. He's joined us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football week 13 lines and updated playoff and Heisman futures. If I was going to bet online, like, wouldn't Caleb Williams seems like an easy bet, right? Like, he's kind of closing late, but part of it is, and now they play UCLA, okay, put up 500 and whatever, 2 yards total offense. Then he's got Notre Dame. Then he's got the Pac-12 championship game. This feels all set up for him to win the Heisman, especially with Hendon Hooker tearing his ACL.
I could not agree with you more. And I was captain of the Drake May fan club, the quarterback at North Carolina. He got knocked out last week, too, knocked out of the race, not out of the season like Hendon Hooker, but he had a rough game against Georgia Tech. He's out. CJ Stroud was okay. That's probably Caleb Williams' stiffest competition. And he's got a big opportunity, too, against the Michigan team in a rivalry game. But I think the biggest difference, first of all, I think Caleb Williams is flat out the best player in the country. I don't think it's close at this point. But he's got two opportunities, as you mentioned, and I'd like his chances to do it against Notre Dame and whoever they play against in the Pac-12 championship game. And C.J. Stroud really only has one because their opponent in the Big Ten championship game is going to be a four-loss team. So, like, that's not really going to resonate with voters. And I also think, and you could tell me what you think about this, I do think it matters more when a player has to carry his team all the time. Like, they haven't blown out many opponents because their defense isn't that great. But he's right. been able to come up just like he did on Saturday night. That was a phenomenal Heisman moment type of performance. So I agree with you. I think Caleb's got it in his grasp right now. He just has to close the deal.
Okay, so somebody's got to lose between Ohio State and Michigan, right?
Right, yep.
So who's going to be – let's assume, again, it's a very dangerous assumption because TCU's every win is how they do that, right? And yep. as much as Georgia looks dominant, there is the SEC championship game, right? If it was you, Danny Cannell, who's the best one-loss team if we factor in one of the Big Ten teams?
I think it's pretty easy. I think it's USC. I think USC controls their own destiny to get to the playoff. I think if they handle their business, I think if they win, I think they're in, which is a remarkable story. Because I think of the potential one-loss teams, whether it's Ohio State or Michigan, they wouldn't have the chance to own a conference championship. And if the thing about the Big Ten this year is it's not very deep. Like, it's a 2.5 team league when you consider Ohio State, Michigan, and then Penn State has been that kind of half team that's pretty good, but we don't really know how good they are. Mm-hmm. The rest of the conference has been pretty bad. I think you've got to give credit to the Pac-12. They got six teams in the top 25. Like, at some point, you've got to give them credit and say, all right, this is a deep league. We need to give their conference champion a chance to compete for a title. So I think they'd be in that. I think they'd be in that driver's seat if they're the best, or if there's a comparison of one loss teams. Clemson, the ACC is down. Their loss to Notre Dame looks really bad. You know, it was on the field. It was ugly. And then USC has a chance to beat that same team. Like, I think it's clear. It's USC, and it's their path. It's pretty clear to me.
I'm actually going to tell you something, which I'm going to give you something here, which may change your opinion. Okay. You ready for it? Okay.
Let me hear it.
Pac-10's a complete and total phony. I agree with you on USC, but let me explain. Okay.
Okay.
Give me the Pac-10 win at a Pac-12 win at a conference. Utah lost to Florida.
Yep.
Okay. Oregon got eviscerated by Georgia. Granted, it's the first week of the season, okay? But the game did happen. We all saw it. Okay.
Yep.
USC and UCLA didn't play anybody.
Yep.
Correct? Okay.
Yep.
Washington beat Michigan
State. South Alabama by 1 point, I think, was UCLA's big non-conference win.
Heck, USC wasn't killing Florida. Fresno State was giving them a game till Jake Haner got hurt. Okay, yep. So all they're doing is beating up on the crappy teams in the Pac-12 that stink. Okay, and then splitting some of the other games. That's really what's happened. The Pac-12 is completely fooled people because the bottom of the league is so bad. I mean, look, like Oregon State. Decent team, right? They should have lost to Fresno State. Like, that game was, it was a really good football game. But, like, give me the meat. Where's the beef? Colorado is historically bad. There's no quality wins. There's zero quality out-of-conference wins. And yet, for whatever reason, people have forgotten that, and they're giving Pac-12 credit for beating up on bad teams.
I'll say this. Is there any conference that's really that great? I think there's more parity across college football than we've seen and I think a lot of it is NIL and transfer portal. You know, players are free to move, so they don't stick around, they don't develop. Because I would say the SEC is the clear number one conference, but even they are having kind of an off year. And exactly what you're talking about, like once they've started to play each other, then all of a sudden they've banged each other. And you've seen some of these teams have been fraudulent that get chalked up as big wins. The Big Ten, I just mentioned them. They're having a historically bad year outside of Ohio State, Michigan. I think the ACC is having a bad year. You know, yeah, they've got, you know, Clemson's right where they were in years past, but they're not, they don't look as great. You know, Florida State might be the second best team, and they've got three losses. They beat LSU, who's playing for a potential, you know, a spot in the playoff. So I would just push back and say, is there anybody's schedule that's been really that tough, or any conference which has really resonated as, oh, that's the conference that has to be, you know, has to be that strongest, toughest conference? Maybe it's the Big 12, who has a ton of really good teams, but they seem to be lacking that kind of blue blood, like, no doubt about it, national championship contender. So I think there's more uncertainty across the board about whose conference is the best. So if that's the case, I think you deserve to give, you got to give credit to USC for going through all they can do is go through their schedule. But I also think it shows you the importance of them showing out versus Notre Dame. Like, this will clearly be that big test. And Notre Dame's an independent, but at least it's a non-conference opponent.
This is you're going to love this one, because Jimbo won a national championship at Florida State. He's owed $85 million. What would be your number?
I think, to be exact.
What would be your number?
What?
Like, they say, like,
that?
Hey, it's, yeah, like, well, if you're Jimbo, what would be the number?
Yep.
I mean, oh, I think here, here's my thing. I think that he wants one more shot. He wants one more shot. That his ego is the I can fix it. Like, you know how those guys are. He wants more. But if they want to make him miserable, what's the number? Because they're not. I mean, nobody's paying $86 million. What would be the number that Danny Cannell would take if you're Jimbo Fisher?
Oh, I mean, I'm much more pliable. Like, I would be much more willing to negotiate. I think you'd do a lot with 50. You know, it's a pretty good number. But I don't think Jimbo is going to take a dime less. You know, I just think that's the, and I think it's because he's going to dig his heels in. And you know what's crazy? I don't think Texas A&M should. I don't think they should consider anything less either. I would give him one more year. You know, but here's the thing that I would try to pressure him to do is to make a change at offensive coordinator. Let somebody else take the reins over that offense. Because Jimbo, as much as he's given credit for winning those national championships and winning the national championship at Florida State, if you look at his numbers as an offensive play caller without Jameis Winston, who was his quarterback when they won it all, and he was a big reason, was he was making a ton of plays, they're very pedestrian, like top 30, top 40, with talent where you would think he should have a top 10 offense. His offense is antiquated. The kind of the book is out on him. It's more traditional. It's more NFL style. He doesn't utilize tempo or motion the way that you would see other teams are having field days. You know, putting up, you know, numbers much easier. Like, he makes it harder on his offense to execute. I think that's evident. So I would put the pressure on him and say, look, We don't want to get a nasty, you know, settlement. We don't want to get a buyout. Make a change at coordinator. We'll give you another chance. And if he did, I think that's where he could be pretty dangerous, because we know he can recruit. I mean, whether it's him or the money that's coming in, it's a combination of both. He can attract players to Texas A&M. He can win championships as far as being a figurehead who can motivate. If they figure out the offense, I think they could be right back to being really dangerous. So I think that would be the conversation I would have with Jimbo. Now, if he said no, like you're talking about, which he does have, like all these coaches do, this is my offense, I've won with this before, you're not going to make me change it, then it becomes a much harder conversation to have.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Transfer portal is much harder for teams to take kids. So maybe, you know, all those guys, many of them stay, and, you know, with some attrition, they get better. That element is fascinating. Danny, have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure you're in Florida, so enjoy the warmth, and we'll talk to you soon.
I will, Doug. You have a great Thanksgiving with your family, too, man. Great catching up.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, you're going to need to download the iHeartRadio app or the In the Bonus podcast. I don't think you'll be disappointed. We'll talk about Emmanuel Acho's take, which I believe is the worst take in the history of bad takes. We'll get to that upcoming. In the meantime, let's get to Monsi Bolaños with the press.
The press.
Monsi.
Yes. Well, all right. A whopping 7 Michigan State players have been hit with criminal charges for their alleged roles in that stadium tunnel fight with Michigan players following a loss last month that we all saw. There was video. 6 of those players have been charged with misdemeanors. 6. And Kerry Crump has been charged with felonious assault.
Well, he swung his helmet at a kid. Right. Didn't have his helmet on.
Of course.
Shouldn't play football ever again.
At all.
The other 6 kids, I feel like that's a little bit of grandstanding. But, dude, you're swinging your helmet at a dude? Like,
absolutely not.
What are you doing?
No, we don't have time for that. We don't have time. Again, play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. That's one. Yeah. No, absolutely not. I agree. I'm with you. Absolutely. Those players were all suspended indefinitely, but I agree with you. That was the one that was the worst of the situation. Let's do a recap of all of the quarterback information that we got today. No Zach Wilson for the Jets. He has been benched. It will be Mike White. We will not have the Texans, not as important, but right. Davis Mills won't be starting for the Texans. They're going to have Kyle Allen instead. Okay. The Rams just announced that quarterback Matthew Stafford has a strained neck, so he's not playing against the Chiefs. They believe Bryce Perkins is going to start instead. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson was listed as a limited participant in practice today because of a hip injury, but head coach John Harbaugh says that he will play on Sunday against the Jaguars. Right, we'll see about that. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray, who hasn't been playing because of his hamstring injury, he says that he's good to go and that he expects to start in Week 12 against the Chargers. And Commanders quarterback Carson Wentz, he has been designated to return from the injured reserve. Here's the thing. Head coach Ron Rivera previously stated that quarterback Taylor Heinicke would remain as the starter even if Wentz recovers from his broken finger. So we'll see if that changes. Now, this is a fun story. I don't know if you heard this, but ex-Jet star Brandon Marshall and ex-Patriot star Julian Edelman made a bet on Friday on the set of Inside the NFL. The bet was really simple. If the Jets won, then Edelman would get the Jets logo tattooed on him. And if the Patriots won, then Marshall would get the Patriots logo tattooed on him.
Damn.
Yeah. And this was on the set, so everybody saw it. And as we know how that game ended, in case you forgot, the Patriots pulled out the win Sunday with an improbable last-second 84-yard punt return. And so when it came time for Edelman to collect this week, oh, Marshall paid up on the set of Inside the NFL, and he got a tattoo of the Patriots logo on his forearm, like towards the back of it, and Edelman posted the photo of the new ink on his social media.
Man, I don't have any tattoos.
Me neither.
I mean, and I just can't imagine, like, I mean, I know Brandon Marshall has other tattoos, but you imagine if tattoo of a team, but a tattoo of a team that you didn't play for?
Absolutely
that you didn't
not.
Like?
Absolutely Oof. Not.
Oof. That's a...
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
Monsi, have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Doug.
You other two knuckleheads, we'll talk to you in the podcast. In the meantime, look, family... football. By the way, I got a new all ball that's going to drop tomorrow when you're driving to your family's house. It's Wes Miller. His Cincinnati team is about to take place. In the meantime, drive safe. Download the pods called In the Bonus. You'll love it. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.